AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, football fan.
Go! Oh, wait, no.
Go
no.
Who?
Go.
Oh, go. No, that's hockey.
That's soccer.
Yeah, it could be soccer, too. And Eric Reiner behind the bullet.
Behind the bases. He's running the bases.
Are you running the bases? What are you doing? Some dating these days? Running the bases.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah,
oh, no,
I got that.
That
one. I got
Come
that.
On, Eric. You got that one.
Strike!
It was a baseball reference.
Yeah.
That's mine. That's mine.
Oh, that's yours?
That's mine.
Oh, sorry.
And now you're turning up the
there's me.
Stream as well.
Oh, I am?
Yeah. There's someone messed around with all of our microphones.
I'm fidgeting with the electronics here. And I found mine, and I actually, Eric, I pulled the wrong knob on one of these electronic things.
I bet
things.
You did.
It was
so
really.
How is your stream there, Dave?
My stream?
I got it.
I'm in the stream room.
He's talking about we're on stream, stree.am/breakradioshow. That's where you can see us live in studio, and participate as well, interact with us, and have a good old time.
Is Eric on stream too?
Yeah, Eric.
What do you stream?
How's your stream?
I don't have anything running right now.
Oh.
You have no running?
By the way, it's a phone app, people. If you haven't gotten it, you should get it.
Oh, yeah. It's a phone app.
Yeah,
stream
it's a phone app. Yeah, yeah. I'm curious, Eric.
And it's free.
Do you not have, is there something wrong with your stream?
No, I just haven't turned it on.
Okay. Well, when it turns on, how's your stream?
I have no problem.
All right. See, you know what? You guys are going to love the Super Bowl commercial starring Seth Rogen and Amy Schumer tomorrow.
He is the funniest.
There's a lot of puns in that as well.
Oh, I bet she has some good puns.
Well, they talk a lot about the caucus, you know?
Oh, well.
Because
well, okay.
It's coming up. It's coming
I
up.
I won't say anything
yeah.
about that one.
There's a big one really coming up. So it's a Breakthrough Entertainment Super Bowl special.
How about Neighbors, though? Neighbors, too. I saw the preview. It yeah. looks hysterical.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen the trailer.
Does that look
Sorority
hysterical
Rising,
or what?
Yeah. It looks good.
Oh, my gosh. That's yeah. going to be
Eric's
fun.
Favorite part of that is Zac Efron, but that's okay.
Yeah, right.
He
yeah.
got, like, strong or something.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a nice body, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. if you have nothing but time on your hands, anybody could look like that.
He only has time?
I said, you know, you work 3 months on a movie and then you right. take 3 months off.
What is that
do
what he does?
Well, he, yeah. If I, if,
well,
I'd, yeah. I'd, yeah, I'd work out if I had more time, too.
More
I mean,
money.
I work out, but I work out more.
If you had more time, more money, and more women.
And more caucus.
Well, that's what you need.
Right.
So I.
What's up with that commercial with Dan Marino and Alec Baldwin?
I haven't seen that one.
What's that?
Oh,
one?
You haven't? The one where Dan Marino, Alec Baldwin's like, Daniel, come
is
look.
Is it Amazon?
Oh, I missed that
it's
one.
It's for the Amazon
Echo?
Thing, yeah, but
Echo?
I don't get the commercial. But anyway, so Dan Marino walks into the room, and Alec Baldwin's looking at this tiny little stadium model, and Dan Marino goes, that's a tiny stadium. And he goes, no, Daniel, look. And he points up, and a light turns on, and Dan Marino looks up and goes, holy bleep.
Oh, wow, really?
And so I still don't understand the question.
I missed that one. But what I almost did not miss is this hour is brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive. That's right, Alexander's All Care Automotive. He is phenomenal. He's my own mechanic, actually, 3310 East Thomas Road, not too far from here, actually. And call him. 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781, integrity, honesty, I mean, this guy has it all, so nice, definitely tell him I said hi, Dave says hi, and I'm sure he'll give you, well, whether I say
you're
hi or not.
You're promising things for him?
You should.
What?
You're making promises that
I ended the sentence, but I guarantee you great service. Yeah. That he is phenomenal. So definitely call Alexander 956-3781. That's 602. Back to Joseph J.
Erdo, world famous film critic.
I made that up, by the way.
Well,
I coined it. I branded you.
World famous film critic? No, that was my friend.
No, I didn't do that, that was Bobby.
Bobby did that
Bobby?
Too. But I don't know. We'll talk about her in just a moment in the bar crawl. But I want to let everyone know on stream, stre.am/breakradioshow. They're asking, what is this? We are live in Phoenix, Arizona. Oh. This is Breakthrough Entertainment. This is our Super Bowl special on 1480 KPHX.
Every Saturday morning from 9 to 12.
That was good. Do that again.
Every Saturday morning from 9 to 12.
And then finish some more. Do some more.
And they're saying this is real.
You will find Dave and...
Go ahead.
In a world.
Yes.
Full of women.
And they're saying...
I wish. Okay.
And the real Bruce Wayne is saying that they want to see the caucus. That is actually on Fox News' stream. We can't show that here.
Oh. How do you see a caucus?
I don't know.
How do you see it?
I don't know.
Eric, a caucus is like a voting thing. How do you see a caucus?
Well, you see it live in action.
Hey,
right?
Did you hear what happened? Oh, my God. Here's my rant. You heard what Ted Cruz did? He tweets out that Ben Carson is suspending his campaign, so vote for him during the caucus.
What? How?
What? No. Huh?
What?
No, he tweeted out that Ben Carson, who does pretty good in Iowa, is suspending his campaign, not running, so vote for Ted Cruz.
And so he lied?
Yeah. I mean, how could anyone vote for that guy, right? Am I right?
Any of them.
No, it's crazy. Well, some of them I can see. But really, it's amazing to me that he would do. Then he sends this unofficial-looking official document embarrassing people to vote. Man, it irritates me. And how about the Democrats, though?
Which one?
Let's say the Democratic Party. They've determined delegates by flipping a coin in six precincts in Iowa.
Well, just on the news a moment ago, they were talking about how they're trying to replace Hillary with John Kerry.
John Kerry? Why?
I don't know. People don't want her.
Well, she honestly, I thought she didn't come across too well the last debate, Eric. Did you see it?
I didn't.
I thought the Bernie,
I saw the Saturday Night Live version of it.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh,
who
you did?
Who wore it better?
Oh, you saw this? Yeah, I didn't see
it. I mean, that's not much wackier than the real thing.
I think Bernie has it right. I think he says that, the first step is stop the corruption, the campaign financing. Don't. Citizens
Super
United
PACs.
Should go because it people, big money buys elections. You agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for in Donald Trump's case, all he has to do is say something just so off the wall, then he gets all sorts of media coverage.
Yeah, he does pretty good there. I think
that's how he works it. He just says outrageous things on purpose to get media attention.
It's very sad, though. The Bernie, though, is coming up. He's 2 points behind nationally, Hillary. It's weird, Oh, sorry.
Hi,
sorry,
I'm still
Johnny.
Here.
Are you still here?
I just don't want to get our football people.
Oh,
yes. They're all.
Oh, sorry.
They want
to, okay.
Because it's a Super Bowl special.
You're right.
Yeah, this
you're
is
right.
Entertainment,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Come on. Come
well,
on.
It's entertainment with the politics.
And, of course, we're getting all sorts of subscriptions. So we're going to go ahead and subscribe.
What's a subscription?
On our stream. So we're going to subscribe to these people as well.
But
so
we're not doctors. We can't subscribe to anything.
Prescribe.
Right. Well, I don't know. But it's. We're
I'm
having,
thinking you've already been prescribed something, Dave.
But I could be a Moyle if I chose that career.
And I don't know if
that
they were talking
fun.
About the.
Wow. Not really.
Wow. I don't know if they were talking about the discussion or when I put the camera on Dave, they said evil genius. So I'm not sure.
Evil genius.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Well,
okay.
They got it half right.
They were talking about Trump.
Yeah. And they're followers, by the way. Subscriptions are followers. So we're subscribing.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. And they're subscribing to us. So they'll always catch the show and you
so
can
how do
catch
you
us
on
in studio.
Stream? I don't even know how to do that.
stre.am/breakradioshow from your PC. Or there, like Eric says, there's also an app.
Just download the app. You can watch it anywhere on your phone.
Yeah. And when we're out and, doing like adventures and stuff like that. There was a little bit from the graffiti crawl last week that I attended, the bar crawl.
Oh,
yeah.
I should have seen
that. Yeah, we were streaming from that.
Did anyone write Are you going to talk about it later?
No, actually, I'm going to talk about it now. I just want to, since we got so far away from it, it is Breakthrough Entertainment's Super Bowl special, and the song that brought us into the show like 10 minutes ago, Waiting All Day for a Super Bowl Fight by Carrie Underwood. It's not this year's theme song. It's last year's
theme song. That's a really good song, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really good song.
I love that song.
It's a really good song. And we got some amazing guests today, so you're going to want to stick around. But, The bar crawl, yes, they're saying take stream for a bar crawl anywhere. Yes, and that's what, you know, we were there.
I do it all the time.
You were? Yeah, at the bar crawl? Why don't you ever go?
No, I use Meerkat, and I take it wherever I go.
Yeah, yeah.
You do Meerkat?
Careful. You punctured yourself.
Yeah, I did. Wow.
Oh, no, you're deflating.
Punched yourself? Oh.
I was.
Oh, he's bleeding. He's bleeding.
No, I could have been.
Oh.
Where's a vampire when I, a vampirist?
Ooh. Okay.
Right? Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah, that would be.
Bar crawl, right?
But yeah, the graffiti bar crawl. If you don't know what that is, I've talked about it several times before. Of course, last year, Bobby showed up. One of our listeners showed up.
Yeah.
She didn't show up this year.
Oh.
I was a little bit depressed about it, so I had myself a graffiti bar crawl is when you wear a white T-shirt. And you bring a marker, and then everyone in the group draws on each other and writes profane things. They can be profane.
And
they don't need to be. Yeah, and there was lots of pictures and stuff.
Anything clever?
Yeah, there were very clever things, but things that we cannot say on the show.
Oh, darn.
And I couldn't even bring the T-shirt. Things got really out of hand immediately. My fault, because other people were like drawing flowers at first, you know, before, you know, and I don't need any alcohol to get crazy. So I went straight in and went for the profanity and sexual innuendo.
Did anyone write on each other's faces?
No, not this year. That was last year, the mustaches
and sombreros.
Where was
the favorite part to write? Was it on maybe the arm, the foot?
Right above the behind.
Oh,
the lower back
right in
area.
The back.
Tramp stamp.
That's the favorite place.
Arrows
to write.
Pointing to things and whatnot.
Really? Yeah. I don't think I would have picked that.
Huh?
Like when it says baby?
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Eric, would you have picked that? I would have picked a different place to write or draw, right?
I wouldn't have gone in the first place.
Wow, really?
Wow.
It sounds like.
Well, you know what? I wish that you would have been there, Eric, because I went to Fat Tuesday. And I had myself a dirty banana daiquiri, a large, right? Because a happy hour, we get a happy hour pricing. And I remember drinking that and being at Fat Tuesday, and that was like at 4 o'clock.
For somebody who doesn't drink, you sure drink a lot.
And then it was 10:30, and I was dancing at a completely different bar. I don't know what happened between. I don't know what happened.
So at a different
if
bar?
You were at the graffiti bar crawl on Mill Avenue last Saturday night, let me know what happened. I don't know what happened. There was a lot of weird texts. Apparently I was texting people. I'm sorry if you received a text from me last Saturday.
One drink and you're doing things you don't remember?
Because I don't drink very much. And then someone told me, you know, you have to drink that a little slower, you know, because it was like...
Oh, you did some drinking?
It was like 5 minutes and I was done with the large daiquiri. So that's not very wise to do. And
so what happened?
I don't know. I'm kidding. I'm of course emphasizing or whatever. I'm emphasizing.
You
know. Yeah, I'm just like being a little bit silly. But it was a lot of fun.
Exaggerating yourself.
Exaggerating.
Hey,
yes.
And there's Kathleen. Hello. I haven't seen you for a long time.
Yeah, they can see her on
stream.
Wow,
she looks great, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look very pretty.
And I also wanted to mention a very.
That's what I'm doing later.
I can imagine. Oh, I shouldn't imagine that on there, should I? Am I allowed to imagine that on there?
Is that on Meerkat? Do you do that on Meerkat?
No, that's not a Meerkat.
Wait, okay.
That's just on stream.
Bleep me out if I'm imagining.
You can imagine. I don't care.
tune into.
Yeah, but my imagination can actually manifest in real life film.
Wow.
Really? That's a pretty good invention.
Tune into stream, stree.am/EricReinert1 later tonight for a good time. All right.
Well, it'll definitely be a good time. It just probably won't be what they're thinking.
And they're saying, are we allowed to imagine stuff?
Yes, yeah. You can imagine. Imagine away.
They are.
Yeah, I think we're allowed to.
Right. Well, they're having a good time. We have a lot of Batman on our
Batman?
Stream.
What do you mean Batman?
There's like a bunch of Batman watching us. The people dressed up in... But anyway, I do want to...
Where did you send this? To San Francisco or something?
I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. But we're going to be talking a little bit about San Francisco a little bit later. But right now, I want to talk about...
Yeah, Super Bowl in San Francisco.
Yeah,
what I mean. They dress up for Super Bowl weekend.
Right, of course. And Comic-Con.
That one too.
That one too.
Forgot.
But yes, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl shortly. But I do do want to get something else out of the way.
I
have gotten very little done this week. Very, very unproductive week for me. Because on February 1st...
What? Oh, yeah?
Reservations became available for Havasu Pie. Now, remember, I went last year. I told you about my adventure.
Have a soup pie? I know a coconut pie, but what's a soup pie?
Never heard of a soup. It's a pie made out of soup. But the Grand Canyon, basically camping in the Grand Canyon.
You're going to do that?
I did it last year. I've only missed one Breakthrough Entertainment
in the past five years.
And it was last year in May.
I remember that. And
yeah.
How did we do when you weren't here?
Terribly. The show was a complete train wreck.
I think you were able to hear it.
I was after the fact. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was absolute train wreck. But I went on. I tried to call the number. They've only got four lines, so I called this number, and it was a busy signal.
Oh.
And I've been calling nonstop. I have logged about 1,500. No, not 1,500. 15,000. I don't know. I've lost track. I've gone crazy because I've called these numbers so many times to get reservations for Havasu Pie.
And you couldn't do it?
And nobody can do it in Arizona on Verizon because there's some sort of problem. And, of course, that story about the chicken that makes the whole meal or the cake or whatever, and then nobody helps and they can't partake in the meal because
they don't help.
It's like a little old tale or whatever.
An old fairy tale. What's a wives' tale? Is it wives' tale or wise tale?
He's on the phone, she says.
Oh, he's on the phone.
Yes, he's busy. He's taking some
he's
calls.
Talking to your first guest.
He's talking to our first guest, and our first guest is going to want to get on to talk about the Super Bowl and football and all that, so I'll get through this story. But Havasu Pie, I've been calling nonstop to try to get reservations. I wanted to go in May. Then May filled up.
May would have been good.
I wanted to go in June.
June
was a little hot, and that filled up. Yes, we will. And then I said, well, I'll go in April. April filled up.
April would be good.
Okay. It'll be a little chilly. I'll go in March. March filled up. July is now filled up. So I have still not gotten through, I was participating with a bunch of other people who were struggling online, and I want to give a shout-out to Sarah. I didn't get permission to give her last name, but Sarah, thank you so much for booking my reservation for me. Hashtag kindness exists, and hashtag pay it forward. So now I am still trying to get through the line so that I can help some other people who are struggling. But Dave, I'm going to go ahead and ask you.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm not going to be here on Columbus Day weekend. Okay.
When is that?
October. That's the soonest that I could get reservations for Havasu Pie.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, that's not a bad time. Right?
It's not a bad time, but I'm hoping that I can still swim then.
Why would you lose your sense of swimming?
That's another reason too. Yeah. But anyway,
I think you'll be able to swim.
I hope so. But it is breakthrough.
With the sharks.
Yes. But so I'll tell you more about Havasu Pie later and whatnot and the graffiti crawl. But it is Breakthrough Entertainment's Super Bowl special. And you're going to be hearing Lady Gaga sing this spectacular song.
Woo! At the Super Bowl?
The national anthem. She's singing it tomorrow.
Oh,
afternoon from San Francisco at the big game.
What's this one from?
This one's from another. Actually, it's
this
from,
one's someone from another mother.
It's actually from a gay pride parade thing.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I found it on YouTube.
Well, should be good. And this is Breakthrough
like
Entertainment
sports.
Live 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix.
Woo!
And we'll be right back.
Yahoo!